Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody. Wake up late, everybody. Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah.
It's my jam right there.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's what the hell is it, Monday afternoon here in Coral Springs, Florida at Danger Studios. I'm joined by Ciro Dobrik.
Wild man Ciro. What's going on, everyone?
And a special guest in the studio, John Schaefer.
Completely sober and not drunk, John. What's
good.
Up?
Oh no!
It's usually good to proclaim that.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, he was all wild and shit. I wanted to be like, oh, I guess I'll be the normal dude.
Yeah,
normally.
Welcome to the show. I don't know how much there's been a lot. Obviously, lots gone on, dude, since last week.
Yeah, a whole week of fun and chaos.
No nuclear war.
Not yet.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's actually going to get the Nobel Peace Prize I don't know. Does anybody not know how Asian people work? I've lived in California. I've played poker against these people. They're bluffing. They got nothing. They got 2-7, and he's like, but my true thing is, let him blow up all of his missiles, all of his artillery. Let him blow it all up. He's going to run out. They don't have freaking food. There's no way he's got enough weapons to keep on going.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting when they come running out, and most of them look like little chickens. The soldiers. Well, they're probably feeding the soldiers. Yeah, the soldiers are probably in shape, but everybody else. So we didn't have any nuclear war.
Not yet.
And I agree that, it's, but if something ends, some missile lands in the waters of Guam, then shit's going to go down. Yeah. But, I think what was apparent last week, at least China and Russia basically had stated that make a move, we understand your retaliation. However, right. A preemptive strike would not be understood and not agreed with.
Yeah, no, if we attacked North Korea, that would not be cool. But China did say, I'm pretty sure Russia did say too, but I remember China specifically said, if North Korea attacks us first, they're on their own, China will not help, we'll have nothing to do with it. And I hope they really mean that.
Cisco just said, you can't trust them. I don't want to be. This is not racial. Like, my wife is Asian.
Cisco's here.
Did I say Ciro or Cisco? maybe because Cisco is going to be our co-headliner this week at Wise Guys Comedy Show, along with Jarvis Jackson.
Oh shit!
And special guest Trey Maddox.
Uh oh,
it'll be a fun show. What's up, Brooke? Facebook Live. So we don't. What the fuck? So all right, let's just. Obviously, everybody knows what happened in Virginia, which is interesting. I'm going to be headlining Kazi's Comedy Club in Virginia at the end of September. So I hope
everything's cool by then.
Yeah, I don't want to be walking in there and go, hey, he looks like George Zimmerman. I'll start speaking Spanish and doing a fucking worst. Mexican hat dance.
I my reaction to that was, ha ha, ooh, like, oh, God, that might be. I love how you have to start a show like within the first 5 seconds. Say, I don't want to be racist, but
I'm going to open my Ferguson joke.
Oh, how's the Ferguson joke go?
I'm not going to tell it on the air, but right. Obviously in Virginia on Saturday, right?
Yeah,
neo Nazis versus Antifa, which is the anti-fascist group, Black Lives Matter, and just basically citizens of Virginia. Mm-hmm. Went out and opposed. I guess that what happened was. That some local guy got a petition because the town voted on removing the Robert E. Lee statue that's in the middle of the park. Which to me, you know, do I really give a shit about this? If somebody, you know, does it fall into my list
does
of stuff I give a fuck
your
about?
Your life.
Yes, I could give a fuck less on either outcome. But then if I'm going to look at it in a compassionate way or something, I'm going to say, what, really? What the fuck? Yeah, all right. And here's the big picture. I'm thinking, well, if you start doing that, you're going to rise up these hoople heads, and this is the shit you're going to get.
Exactly.
So, you know,
what's going to happen when?
Now, somebody has to be responsible for the fact that if you're going to pass this legislation, if you're going to do this, which is great, but what you also have to do is you also have to put things in context where the community is not going to go into a fucking civil war.
But what are they going to do with the statue? I think that in my opinion, I don't know what they are doing with the statue, but I think the answer is just to put it in a museum, because everyone keeps saying our heritage, our culture, this and that. Well, then put it in a museum. It doesn't have to be, like, promoted by the local government of that Robert E. Lee was, like, someone that we should
remember. I agree that in any state building, they shouldn't fly the Confederate flag. It's not a flag. It's not representing anything at this moment.
Well, it's representing plenty, but not anything.
Well, what I'm saying is in the state, it shouldn't be flying, so I agree with that. But when you start tearing down statues and shit, it's going to rise up the hoople heads. And you know, it's going to. And so this is ignorance to me that you wouldn't say, hey, now, unless, Mr. Conspiracy Theory, that it's meant to cause this, what a lot of people have been calling for a while there, that this country is going to go through another civil war.
Please.
Talked about for the last.
Don't you say please, dude? Are you
10
listen,
years.
I said,
I just really disagree with that. Like, it's not going to happen.
I worked for a personal protection company, and I got a message saying, "Hey, you're interested in coming back to work?" I mean, so you know, shit's starting to go down.
Yeah, as soon as Dougie gets that call where he has to go back to his old job,
I'm going to post a photo of my Instagram at Dougie Dangerous and me in my black fucking stealth outfit with my PR-24 and my knives and my sheath in my hand.
Well,
I thought you were going to say I'm going to post a picture with my one black friend, and most people leave me alone.
I've been following the psyop we know as Facebook for a while now, and it really seems like a pretty good divisive tool, you know?
Right.
All someone has to say is, I hate, and all of a sudden the world blows up on that person.
Like me? You're talking about my shit?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I had
what
a post.
What was the post?
All right.
I want to hear the exact post.
Now, I'm watching, basically, just to put this in context, I'm sitting there watching this shit as it's happening. I actually saw somebody's post on Facebook. I was watching this shit. I was wondering, is this now? What the fuck? So then a TV, so I'm like, ugh. And everybody I'm seeing is both sides just, and I'm thinking, what is this over? What's this about? You know, whenever there's confrontation, I always think to myself, what's this about? Like, you know, like I would never be the one who would let a friend get into a fight over a chick. Now, I would want to beat the fuck out of somebody. I would hope somebody would help me calm down at that moment, just so I put myself in a humble place. But as somebody on the outside looking in, you know, if you're about to get into a fight with a dude over a chick, I'm going to say, dude,
that's on my call.
Don't waste your fucking time. Just send her to the street and get the fuck moving. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was really hot.
So what was the post?
So the post was, you know, whether you're a protester or an anti-protester, you have hatred. You're full of hatred. You know, you have hatred. You're full of hate, and because that's all I see. Look, I hate fucking neo-Nazis, right? I hate racists. I hate joke thieves. You know what I'm saying? I hate all that shit. You know what I mean? But if somebody said, "Hey, you know, there's a bunch of joke thieves are going to go talk in the town center." And they're gonna rally about joke thieving.
About how joke thieving is okay.
You know, I'm like, all right, well, fuck that.
A statue of Rodney Dangerfield that they want taken down.
Hey, don't fuck you, Rodney Dangerfield. Don't mess with my boy. Hey, what's the matter with this guy? No respect.
No respect. They can't even leave my statue.
Been dead for 30
years. What's wrong
no
with
respect.
My statue? It's supposed to go on into eternity.
If I was hung like this statue, my marriage would last longer. Oh,
it didn't even make it past the new millennium.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. I've had that. I have people to come up to me on stage, after I got off stage and stuff like that. He's like, "Hey, you know, you ever been told that you remind them of Rodney Dangerfield?" And I'm like, "You mean like looking? Like, do I fucking look like Rodney, dickhead?" No, they're like, "No, your timing and your pace and everything you do. You know, I throw in one liners with story and shit."
Yeah.
So I was like, "Well, I'll take that as a compliment." Right.
I think as a comic, you always hear the weirdest ones where people say, "Oh, you're like this person, that person." Like, someone, just because I'm a Jew, a lot of people always said, oh, you're a comedian just like Jerry Seinfeld. I'm like, I'm not like Jerry Seinfeld. Like,
yeah, not even close.
No. Well, I mean, I do, you know, short, you know, 30-second dick jokes. He does, you know, observational, you know, stories. My observations are that I have a gray hair in my balls and I got to stop visiting the retirement homes.
Hmm.
Right. He never touched those subjects.
Yeah, I think he's moved on.
He left that out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, let that guy do it. Hey, let that guy do it. I'm not going to do the ball joke.
I think your Dangerfield was better.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm not a big impressionist. I'm no Rich Little. So, you know, so that was the post. Now, I had people saying to me, like, how dare you say I can't hate? I'm like, I'm not telling you to hate. I'm just saying
I'm not telling you all parties involved are engulfed
in hate. Whether it's justifiable hate or whether it's hate that's wrong, misguided, it's fucking hate. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Now, the shit hit the fan. You know, an innocent, some girl died. You know what I mean? And surprise, I'm surprised that shit wasn't worse. Let me tell you something. As everybody's talking about this fucking tragedy, there's a right to carry state. This could have been a fucking hoedown.
There were so many armed people.
Yep. Can I ask you something? Because you're saying all sides. First, I want to make like a statement, then like a question. Like, okay, when they're saying all sides, I hope that it's not just two sides. I hope that there's three sides in this argument. I hope that there's the white supremacists, which
to do.
Huh? The what?
Nothing. You'll see you later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Don't let the.
I'm hoping that there's three sides. I'm hoping that there's the real racist white people, and then there's the black people who, not just the black people, but the Democrats who are black people and white people who are against how the cops treat people, and then that third group is Republicans who are not racist, but they think the cops are doing all right, and I'm hoping that's the side that you're on.
But here's the thing. I don't think this has nothing to do with police. There's enough, you know, that's one thing. When people start dragging all kinds of shit, the reason the police are involved is because that's where they should be.
Oh, well, of course.
Now, let me say this. A big mistake, like I said, you know, I'm surprised, you know, when you start putting this shit together, you know, a bunch of these people, what happened was the guy who got the permit to speak in the park, basically demonstrate. Oh, there was,
right.
And that's how it started. They were in the park holding their stupid fucking signs, and they're, look at my shield, you know, and the tiki torches, right? The fucking morons walking around with tiki, all that nonsense. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? If they're walking, all right, fine. Now, all right, so what ends up happening, they were asked to disperse. Now, the Antifa people, right, that's confrontational. People said they're against fascism. If you're an American, you're against fascism.
Right.
Don't sit there and tell me that all of a sudden you're going to be the point of you fucking clown who could barely do 10 jumping jacks just because you got somebody's bicycle helmet on, you know, and you got a fucking hubcap as a fucking, you know, shield.
They are some warriors.
Listen.
You just...
That, you know, I almost want, so this there. To me, this may be exciting to go to one of these things, just to be in this part of the mosh, like a mosh pit, dude. I'm gonna go in there like a Tasmanian devil. I'm gonna start fucking people up. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go in there my PR-24, my fucking new Bobet. But yeah, we're gonna talk about that today. The new Boba Fett fucking combat mask. Nice. That's what I'm going fucking full. I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna be.
But
part
which
of
side would you be on?
I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to go. I'm going after the fucking white supremacist guys.
Thank you.
I'm going to knock the fuck out. They're going to be gone. And then, but if any of those Natifa guys get in the way, like, hey, where are you from? Fuck it. He's eating it. I don't have time for that shit. When you're in a fucking riot situation, you don't have time to answer questions. You got to go balls forward. And then when you're done, there's nobody else around you. You turn back around and go through it again.
You ever been in like a riot type?
Yes,
situation?
I've been in a few.
True.
Been a couple of riots in school, black and white riots,
yeah.
And I've been in soccer field riots. At least four or five
That's
big fights,
real
like bench. Everybody gets fucking. I can still remember this day. I played with a team called the Ambry, which is like a men's team. We played in Lions Park over here, right off Sample Road, right over by not Lions. I don't know what it's called. Tradewinds Park.
Tradewinds.
And we're a German team for the most part, but basically a lot of like me. I was a college. I was back playing soccer and some other. But basically, German, this guy Gunter, very big guy, used to work at the Ambry restaurant in Fort Lauderdale. It's a great German restaurant. You had to go. They were a sponsor of the team. Gerd Müller played, famous German.
Okay.
He was playing. Bernd Holzmeier, great players. And we're playing these Spanish guys. And as I'm walking the game's over. I'm going to get my my gloves or the whatever in the my towel in the net. One of these Spanish guys from this Honduran team.
Honduras.
Fucking ran and someone says, Doug, and the guy hits me in the back of the head, like tries to double fist me in the back of the head. And he you know,
completely
it's like it looked like Superman, dude. No offense. But this is, you know, I'm in shape, and then I chased him and got in front of him. I started punching the fuck out of him. Next thing you know, I remember looking over. I go, that guy runs away. I'm going around, and Gunther has the corner flag, you know, the corner flag that sticks in the corner, and you put it there, and he's got it. He's like fucking fighting away about four or five little Spanish guys. Fuck yeah, I've been in that shit, and I've been as somebody who worked in personal protection. I've been in fight like guns, all out melees, dude.
The real deal.
So this was not. I'm surprised it didn't go was worse.
Thank God it didn't go worse.
My post was simply saying, I don't give a fuck what side of the fence you're on right now. Everybody's feeling hate. I don't give a fuck if it's justified or not. You know, and so this one woman on Facebook was like, you know, this and that, you're this. How do you, you don't know shit about me. Just shut up.
Stab.
So the fun part about it was I lost about six friends. And I blocked two. And
they weren't friends if they didn't understand.
I can care less. And, you know, but I'm approaching. I'm at 4,933 or 32 friends. I got to get to 5,000. So, you know what I mean? I don't mind.
Yeah, well.
Listen, if you're my Facebook friend and I offend you, you know, my personal, you know,
My
God, I can't believe he said that. We're all full of hate. He's an asshole. You know, see, that proves my point.
My most, I think that we've all, especially in the past few days, no matter I hate the idea of saying what side you're on, because I don't think it should be, oh, you're either on the Klan side or you're on the Black Lives Matter side. And I am on the Black Lives Matter side. We can argue that all day and night if you want. No matter who you are, whatever post you're doing, even if it's just your personal thoughts right. and have nothing to do with either side or any of the sides, I think that you can offend someone. And all I posted the other day, I didn't say these Nazis should be kicked out of the country or murdered or anything like that, even any of that. All I said was, should Nazis, anyone who self-identifies as a Nazi, should they be allowed to vote?
Right.
And then I said, would Trump have won if they weren't?
Well, that's fucking it's retarded. But your combination of questions is just fucking nonsensical. Ugh. You know, let me tell you something.
That's hoping you went all the way.
Listen, stick with one question. Just stick with one fucking question.
It was two different posts.
Yes, they should be allowed to vote.
It's like asking, should somebody be allowed to fuck a donkey in the ass while being able to dance inside the roller rink? I mean, they're fucking, you know what I mean? So, all right, so.
These guys are dressed as Donald Trump at the rallies, man. I mean.
All right, listen, that's just because people follow them. Doesn't mean that they're, you know what I'm saying? Now, whether or not let's face it. White America felt left out in the last 8 years. White America felt left out. They did, because it was all about gays, right?
Transsexuals.
It was all about gays. You know, marriages, the whole thing, all that stuff, which is fucking great. But to some people, like, okay, these people were struggling. They didn't have work.
When we killed Bin Laden, it was a rainbow bullet. It was all
gay. It's all, you know, it's all about let's be understand. Great, that's all nice. But, you know, basically there's a bunch of people saying, I'm not working, I can't work, I got no money, fuck, I don't give a fuck who pisses where, I just want to put food in my family.
Yeah.
So that stuff seemed to be stupid and ridiculous. So there was a group of people that followed this guy. He says, we got to get back to work, and he had a message. So whatever that person thinks, whether they don't, they're racist or they're not, they're still a human being, and they have the right for fraud. That's what American is. You have the right for fucking prosperity. You got the right to fuck.
Believe.
So if you don't like gay people, if you don't like black people, that's, you can't fuck some people. You just fucking can't change.
Yeah.
Who the fuck am I to say, hey, you got to change your fucking mind?
I'm not saying should anyone who's racist not be allowed to vote, because I think everyone is racist. What I'm saying is, if you are a part of the Klan, let's just start with the Klan. If you're a part of the Klan, which has committed terrorist acts in the past, should you be allowed to vote?
No, here's the thing, and
wouldn't be allowed to vote ever, then.
I mentioned, yeah, they started the Klan, didn't they?
How many Democrats are in the Klan now?
Now, all of them. They're secret societies. There's some people that are still in fucking the Flash Gordon Club, whatever that is. Here's the thing.
Wasn't he like a superhero in the
80s? He was, but it was a ring. It was a ring you got, and people won't admit to it. You know, it's like being Tarzan's. You're part of the jungle. Now, what I would say is, and I put this on my Facebook post just to let some people on Facebook know I'm not a fucking Nazi. You know, I'm Hispanic. The people are calling me, oh, you're a fucking sympathetic Nazi. Fucking, I'm one of the first people these people are going to throw into the fucking fire. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I threw one of those, it's the swastikas. Then I put one of the lines through it. I created my own fucking hate group.
Oh, God.
Messed up with a different kind of
it's
sample.
Just people that still hate Obama and Hillary wasn't Clinton.
It,
like,
wasn't it, I feel like a year or so ago, there was a parade and the FBI was called in and stuff like that because it was like a gay parade. And some guy had these designs on a dildo on a flag at what they thought it was an ISIS flag. I didn't know ISIS used dildos in their symbols that's and their great. Flag. Now, again, so who am I to tell these people anything? You know what I mean? So when I look at something like this, I don't agree with their ideology, but they went to a park to protest the fact that their statues are being removed. And here's my bigger picture. If I'm winning a fight, if I'm winning something and I see progression in a certain way, I don't need to draw any more attention to this. Things are happening the way it should happen. And I'm definitely not going to sit there and go up to these people while they're with their stupid Nazi holding their shields in these war gear and sit there and fuck you, you're an asshole.
Antagonizing.
You know, we know. And that's my point. What's the big picture? We're not going to change the mind of these people. And this guy, Alan West, everybody's a politician.
Alan West, that was the name.
Alan West is a politician. Yeah. He posed something. I'm going to read what he said. But... you know, and this is to me who, again, all I am is somebody who worked in security and stuff like that. I'm not a policeman. My thought was, why were these people so close? Like, they should have been blocks apart in Seattle last night and everything else. There was no violence because the alt-right people were protesting somebody and they put the other people there and they kept enough distance in them where they could control. They could control. And they would go ahead, say whatever the fuck you want. But whoever wants to come, listen, it's like a comic, you know? I don't give a shit what your material is. How many people are watching you? You know what I mean? That's the same thing. So if these people are going to talk, you know, all we did by causing that confrontation, that's why I was fueled with my post, is that it's all hate and that's why it blew up. And it could have been a lot worse. You know, if people are smart, they could have been separated. Some girl would be back in her paralegal job. You know, she'd be back at it and getting ready to fucking protest whatever hell she wanted to do and stand up and maybe whatever hell she wanted to do, maybe become a lawyer.
The thing that scares me is that these Nazis who are, they're cops, they're doctors. I'm not saying all cops. I'm saying like they have professionals.
You just associate.
That's not, that's,
you know what I mean? It's
like
listen,
I'm saying like they're doctors, you know, listen, lawyers, dentists.
I'm going to give you something even worse than a fucking Nazi. Just a dickhead. Okay, just somebody who's a fucking dickhead asshole.
I could be a dickhead.
There's a lot of dickheads and assholes in all kinds of fucking work.
Right.
So the fact that somebody's going to sit there and, well, they're cops.
Well, no, I'm saying like, the Nazis, it's not like you're just a Nazi. You're a Nazi and you're a dentist or you're a Nazi and a school teacher. These are people who are in our society.
Right.
And here's my fear is that when they are finally now, and you can say it's Trump or not Trump, they are at this point now feeling more able to go out in the streets.
They're emboldened.
600 of them are going out.
That's the question. How many of them are there?
Here's the thing.
They were all out there.
Here's the thing, and it goes back to my point. Don't draw attention to them. The more they oppose, the more they enroll more to come in. Hey,
that's correct.
We are outnumbered. We need more people. Go and recruit more of these fucking hoople heads. They're unhappy
What's
with their
hoople
life.
What's a hoople head? I've heard this word four times
Don't
now.
Worry about it. Just stick to asking a bunch of stupid questions.
Okay. I still never got an answer on that.
Two
do you
thumbs
think
up
that,
on
that?
Now,
team.
What I think is, who, here's what I think. All right, okay. Here's what I think.
All right.
I think that if you want to isolate a group, and this was interesting because I posted something else, and let's ask you guys what you feel about it, but I posted something that the way that you have that happen is that the government, the United States government, Jeff Sessions, hey, everybody, I got to say something. Jeff Sessions has got to basically designate that the KKK, the alt-right, and neo-Nazi groups are enemies of the state.
Right.
Now, that's a
good question. Are they?
No, they're not. I can assure you that the FBI and every other government legal agency are following them, tracking them. Mm-hmm. They follow more of that. They don't give a fuck about the mafia guys anymore. You know, they're not around. They don't give a fuck. They're all worried about these fucking hoople heads, right? Because these are the people, like, you know, the Italian guys kill each other. You know, all that kind of shit. Fucking hoople heads, they're going to kill blacks and other races, and it's a hate crime.
Yeah.
When a mob guy kills another mob guy, hey, ooh, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's not considered a race thing. And that's why it's
part of business.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody that's entered, everybody's in that organization knows what the fuck they're getting into. Yeah. But when somebody in a racial where they're the people they go after, they don't know what the fuck they're getting into. They don't know what hits them. So they could be considered a terrorist organization at that point. So designate them. So where people are asking on Facebook, if you're going to do that, can you then name Black Lives Matter in that same category?
That's your slippery slope. Yes, yes, you
well,
can.
That's the thing. You can,
have
in
they
any,
committed
in
a terrorist
any law,
attack?
Yeah, there's been...
What
there's,
you see, it comes into the definition of what a terrorist attack is, what's hate crime, what's this, what's that.
Have I the mean, Black Lives Matter
CAIR,
group.
The CAIR, they're going to be an enemy of state. Guess who else is going to be an enemy of state? Joe Schmo, the regular citizen, just became an enemy of the state because he watched American History X once. Do you understand where the slope leads to?
I see what you're saying, and I always hear
will
in other words,
I always hear the slippery slope argument when it comes
to
guns.
Yeah, but it never happens on ours.
Gay marriage or this
our
and
side.
That.
Sarah likes talking about slippery slopes.
Yeah. That is the point on your side where you guys always say.
Well, it's not
for
you guys.
Republicans.
It's a legal thing. It's not a political thing. It's a legal thing. Whenever you get into an argument or something in the legal matter, pass legislation. This isn't a political thing. It's a legislative thing. So it's to sit there and go, oh, you guys Republicans, the people who write legislation, those are so. It's a legal slope in the fact that if you say, okay, let's do that, because I'm all for that. I would say, let's have the KKK. I consider them terrorist organizations.
Yes.
They pose more of a risk to me than Al-Qaeda at this moment.
Yep.
They pose, you know what I'm saying? So in that case, I'm all for it. Now, when you start defining that, the legal system has to define what are the parameters of making somebody, not just these people that we've just went after. If you're going to pass a law, it has to be for the betterment of the country, not to isolate a group solely and then prosecute those people. That's where you get the power out of legislation in the government. So it has to fall into a value-added concept in the sense that, okay, now who else falls into this group? Name another group that doesn't allow other races to join their group.
Ironically,
now
enough.
they're gonna put everybody through a fucking litmus test. So
that's
the question
true.
Was: now you could even compare if you take the amount of bad occurrences or people that were killed or murdered, Black Lives Matter versus KKK. That's not even a comparison. The list on KKK, the fucking and the alone in Missouri, you could take a year out of the system and it'll blow away any number that the. In a comparison. So,
is there a number with the Black Lives Matter?
Yeah,
of how many
yeah,
people
there are people
murdered?
Like the Dallas murder, when the people that was inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement. There's no linkage and all that stuff, but it's still any in KKK. It's not like you go, hey, come in and get your card. We're going to take your photo and we're going to put it. So it's a society.
Actually, not to argue too much, but if you go onto the KKK website, I've been there. It's a lot of fun. If you go to the KKK website, they actually ask for an application. So does Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, so does Wendy's. What's your point?
What my point is
are we going to start banning fucking Wendy's now?
No, the point is that you're an organization. Now, here's how I would think of whether or not you have to decide if, I guess, these alt-right people would be considered a terrorist organization, like the Klan should be, and like these... I mean, I don't know what to say about these Nazis because they're not real Nazis. They're
well,
homos
listen,
and cosplay.
Anybody that puts a threat on innocent life and has done it, and spews their and anything, if their literature reads that, if they recruit based on that, you know, the white supremacists have fought, just basically they're trying to preserve white purity, and you know, and listen, as stupid as it sounds, the average white male on this earth is dying out. In mass extinction. If you took human, the amount of people being born
are
on this earth,
are there less white people than before?
Let me. Mm-hmm. The amount of people being born on this earth that are non-white is so high versus that the average Caucasian here in this country, birth control, this and that, in China, India, the fucking poor countries, Hispanic,
like
it's
half
it's
a kid.
So and then the mixing, the thing of you know people like, racials mixing and just natural progression of things. This is not a fucking conspiracy. It's the way it is. So there's a truth. Whether it makes a fucking difference or not, it's like global warming. Is it going to happen one way or the other or not? That's a story. But you know when it comes to this. They're saying we're losing. They're trying to save who they are. Now, as stupid as that is, and it's something to me, as ridiculous it is, because it's going to happen whether they like it or not, is that, you know, it is what makes their it's the real. It's like what you put on their prospectus when they file that application to be known as a group in this country. This is what they don't say. Hey, we're going to go out and beat up black people. That's not what they put on. You know, we're not going to go out there and kill people. you know, that aren't us, they say, oh, we're just gonna try to let people know the importance of our white heritage, and that's all we're gonna share. We're not gonna do anything else. That's the bullshit.
Yes.
So Black Lives Matter, in the same sense, you could say, look, we're doing this to enhance, you know, like the protection of Black lives. Oh, that's great. You're right. There's been shit. There's been people shot, you know, wrong, and all right. that kind of stuff. Fucking believe it. There's a hypocrisy there. The problem is a lot of people don't buy it as a viable organization, because if Black lives really mattered, forget about the cops. Let's start with within
Chicago
and their own race of folks.
I wouldn't say forget about the cops, but I'd say do all of it.
Are there any Crips or Bloods that are Black Lives Matter? Because then that defeats your whole
purpose. And listen, I'm not saying
murderers. Well, the Crips and the Bloods are considered
we're going over. Let me say this.
Okay, sorry.
Let me say this. I think everything's got to be done. I mentored kids Boys Clubs of America. I mentored Black kids because I wanted anything I could do to possibly help. I don't have fucking kids. So anything that could get any group of folks getting into a better standard, I'm all for it. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's why, to me, I'm like, hey, if it does, let's make sure it does. If that organization was doing that, and imagine there are parts that are. So that's what I'm saying. The government puts them through a litmus test. No, they're proven they add a lot more value than they do anything else.
Exactly.
They're actually bringing good. Then they don't get on the list.
Add
KKK
the value
on the
life.
Fucking list. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Fuck Nazis.
We're not on the list.
We're not on the list.
But we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Now, welcome back. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. And then you guys can figure out if it's real or fake news.
Alternative facts.
Yeah. Do we have to guess if it's fake news?
Nah, don't worry about it.
No, that's the Facebook.
You're not going to tell us?
It's Facebook Live job.
Yeah, well, listen, we'll let you guys fact check back at home. Drunken American beaten up after giving a Nazi salute in Germany. Yeah, that's a no-no.
That was true. I thought that happened.
Yeah.
Definitely.
See, there
happened.
You go. So you just guessed.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Hey. We look stupid around the world. You know, we go in there. We're so ethnocentric. We think we're the baddest people in the world. You know, and you never left the country. The first time people leave this country and they go somewhere else, like, hey, I'm fucking American. You know what
right,
I mean? This
right.
is the first time the asshole ever left the homeland.
Pulling a Rocky out there.
It says here that a drunken American tourist was beaten up after giving a Nazi salute in Dresden. Local police say a 41-year-old man who was lightly injured in the attack was being investigated for using symbols from banned organizations after giving the salute.
Heil Hitler!
Yep.
Public displays of Nazi symbols like the swastika or gestures like the Heil Hitler salute have been banned in Germany. Well, we understand that.
I think your Hitler impression was better than your Dangerfield.
Thank you.
I don't like him. He's Jewish. Turn on the oven.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a Westinghouse.
It's a Westinghouse.
The incident happened on Saturday morning as the inebriated tourist left a bar in the eastern city of Neustadt. After repeatedly gave the Hitler salute on the street, unknowing passerbys then beat up the man, slightly injured him, a police statement. Well, that's how Germans are when they beat you up.
Tick that. Chess.
You ever watch German porn, by the way?
I have not. I have not seen that.
Yeah. It's horrible.
On purpose.
It's like, do you want me to talk dirty?
You sound dirty.
The girl smoking the cigarette. Oh, so you want a vagina?
Yes.
They all want a vagina.
Do you like the pussy?
You.
Do you want to play with my nipples?
You like
the pussy? Fuck me, holla! Explain the pussy! Yes, I like it wet! 9! 9! 9! Oh, it's only 4.5.
Police said the man who beat him up fled the scene and that the American tourist was severely drunk. You actually take an ass whooping better if you're really drunk.
Yeah, he didn't really feel it.
Right.
He's going to do it again.
And he'll wake up the next day knowing, no, I don't think he'll do it again. I think he'll wake up the next day knowing, oh, I should never do that when I'm drunk. Never.
He's going to wake up the next day and go,
just
fuck it.
I'm
next
home,
year I'm going
I'm
to Cancun.
Yeah. How do you know? He might do the low Hitler.
Not so high Hitler. Got ass beat last time. So good for him. So that's a lesson for all you guys out there.
I'm going to keep guessing if these are real.
Police officer corral loose pig, and jokes ensue.
When did Rosie O'Donnell get out?
Yeah.
Hey, that's not funny.
How's that? It's kind of there.
That's close.
Yeah. I use her in my act, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I reference her. One of my tags are, I heard you don't like pickles. Police officers corral loose pig in Woolwich Township, New Jersey. Police in New Jersey were put to the test over the weekend when they were called to catch a loose pig.
There's your Trump joke, John.
Her name was Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes.
Fucking.
Because he was okay. In Jersey.
I'm going to assume that one's not real.
Turns out it was just one of Chris Christie's kids.
Yes.
Three Woolwich Township police officers responded to a call about a mischievous pig roaming a neighborhood on Saturday morning. Police said three of the officers used makeshift lassos and dog treats to lure the pet pig.
What is a makeshift lasso?
Guy's got the ties where you tie people up on a billy stick. Yeah. Give me your belt, Bill. Fuck you. That's my belt. Department Piggy Post has received more than 700 likes. Oh, let's see. In self-deprecating Facebook post, the Woolwich Township Police Department quipped, "No pigs were hurt in this process," or pig or pigs. The department also invited commenters to make their best pig bacon cop joke. So it's good to have a sense of humor. See, they're not all bad. You don't like cops, I can tell.
You know what? When I was a kid, I had a horrible experience.
So what, dude?
Nah.
I remember a woman.
I've had some good experiences.
I remember a woman. Yeah. I remember there was a woman that really treated me like shit one time. You know what happened? I didn't stop fucking with women. I just stopped fucking with that woman. You see what I'm saying?
I've had many experiences, but I'm not against all cops. I'm not against all cops.
I don't believe that.
You don't think that? You think I'm against all cops?
I think that if something happened, like some people are posting on Facebook, if you saw a cop getting hurt, would you help him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would?
In a heartbeat.
What would you do? Like offer the guy who's beating him up a bag of weed?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, stop beating him up. Just take
and
this
I think
weed.
He'd do it.
That'd
and
be
I
a good
think,
that's
yeah.
how you that's how you avoid
that
competition.
Is,
actually,
is
I was thinking about that the other I was literally thinking about that the other day because I have a box of props in the back of the car from Jimmy the Killer Dick coming out this Halloween. And I have in there like all the giant dildos and all that, but I also have a fake gun and badge.
Right.
And I was thinking like in my head, I was like, if I saw and I literally thought this, if a cop is getting like, you know, beat up, I would totally go out and pull this fake gun and hope that he just listens to me.
God. Get on the ground, asshole.
Yep. Get on the ground. Get on the goddamn
All right,
ground.
Let's see. Let's I test could... your. You ready? I'm going to test your guy. Okay. So it's like this is the casting couch.
All right.
Keep your pants on.
Okay.
All right. So you're gonna give me your best. You know, freeze. Right. Get on the ground. Ready? Go.
Right. Freeze. Get on the fucking ground, you piece of shit. I will fucking blow your goddamn brains out right here.
All right. First of all, you don't scream into a condenser.
Sorry.
Mic.
My bad.
Right.
My bad. I'm sorry. You know. My bad. Hey, you got me on the thing. I'm sorry.
God almighty. All right.
My bad. Hey, you got me in the... I'm an actor.
Right.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, you just got... The NAACP already called in on you.
Hey, I didn't say the N-word.
I don't like that fucking guy.
I didn't say the N-word.
Nervous. How about you?
Once.
You ready? You ready?
Mm-hmm. You want to do it?
Remember the same proximity thing. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably shouldn't yell at you like I did.
Hey. 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 Oh, shit. Hey. Hey. That would be the end of the...
They'll get on the ground.
That would be it.
He'd stop. He'd be like, "What is up with this?
Yeah.
This is a very different way
this
of
a
cop
very
approaching."
Chill cop.
All right, right.
He must have just picked up someone who had some weed that was already on, like in the bag. Like,
ready?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Hey, buttfuck! Get on the ground.
Buttfuck. It's always you always want to throw a little humor in there because then they really this guy ain't right. It's like the Mel Gibson, you know, Lethal Weapon. Kind of idea.
I think that the cop's whole job is to scare the shit out of you so you listen to them.
Listen, here's my, again, I know a lot of cops. I train with cops, you know, on hand-to-hand combat stuff, and they're good. Listen, anybody that risks their life on a daily basis to protect our fucking sorry asses should get a pass every once in
Absolutely.
A while.
Absolutely.
Because of that, you know. And so, for the most part, when you have to deal with that kind of shit, especially in bad neighborhoods, I mean, imagine if you were a cop in Chicago or in some of these other, I mean, you know, eventually there's... The inner city gangs and stuff control and you know, if you're a cop on the beat, it's just, you can't help but expect corruption in that whole situation. So it's got to be a big shit pot. So to expect things from it, it's going to be difficult. And then you got to blame again. You blame a cop. You blame everybody in that whole cesspool. And that's because that's what's happened. That's the town. That's what you know what I mean. That's it.
Well,
you can't say, well, the people here are great. Why does the town suck? You can't say, hey, we got a fucking great. Everybody here is great. Really.
I blame the people that first fought off pepper spray and tasers and what's those things
had
in the Chinese movies where they throw them at your ankles and they trip you. Whoever fought off those weapons that were nonviolent weapons first.
That's what everybody should do. They should take cops like ninja class or like, you know, Conan the Barbarian. Like they'll use like different, you know, like you say, the balls with the fucking ropes.
The ball rope.
See, if I lived in a state where pot was legal, then that would mean I wasn't a criminal, and then I'd love the cops. Right. If I knew that getting pulled over with a pound on me, the cop would just be like, "Oh, you have your license for that," and I'd be like, "Totally," and then he'd let me go. I would love the police. But here's the thing, and you can do this for either way. I saw a video of some black guy who was being totally cool with the cop at first, where the cop's like, "License, registration." He's like, "Yes, officer, I got it right here." And then all of a sudden, he pulls out a gun and shoots the cop. Like, and the guy was like, had a smile and shit. All so you never know. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, shit. I don't hate all cops.
That's the thing.
I just want it so that I'm not a criminal anymore.
That's a funny thing. I mean, if you took that into consideration, for every one of these videos that hit media because it was a tragic situation, I would say there's countless other videos of cops being killed on the line of duty.
Yep.
That you're like, again, it doesn't make one right than the other, but it's almost like to attack a group, and that's the problem I had with the last administration. I felt that you talk about emboldening. It was the opposite. During this administration, you're emboldening these hoople heads. You know, like they actually think they're for him and stuff and this thing, and they're emboldening him because like, hey, he hears us. They associate with him. It's just like the people that wanted to justify arguing with a cop because they were emboldened by the acts of President Obama by getting Secretary of the fucking FBI director, wherever the fuck, involved in a city case, which turned out with Michael Brown, which turned out to be a piece of shit. The guy, you know, the cop acted in accordance with what he had to do because the guy was a thug. You know, but they got everybody. They got the Secretary of State. They got all these fucking Obama on the phone to deal with something like this. You don't think it emboldens a group of people to say, fuck it, I can question what these cops are doing now. And again, people say that's bullshit. It's not bullshit. It's real. And it should be, it's just the way it is. It's not a black or a white thing. It's a humanity thing. You know, when people suck.
Some people suck. Some cops are going to suck. Some people that are going to get pulled over suck.
I'm just saying that everybody in this country, I think now, everybody wants a pass. Everybody wants an excuse. Everybody wants, and here's the thing I'm fucking pissed off about. It's not about equality anymore in this country. It's not about equality. It's not good enough being equality. I want to be better.
Do you think that black people are equal in this country now?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that. And when it comes to general, I don't think they have. I think they have a lot more impediments to success than an average white person.
That's
course,
what I mean.
All right. But I also think that that's the way it is. You know, everybody I know that deals with that, successfully has made them stronger. That what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And everybody, what's the expression? I got to fucking deal with the hand I'm dealt.
Exactly.
It doesn't even compare, but like,
really
I always
situation.
Tell the story, like, I was a goalkeeper in soccer. I'm 5'9", okay? Listen, you talk about having challenges trying to go to college and be, getting awards and being picked for teams, but I didn't fuck it. I could have changed. I had the right, but it wasn't. It was like, fuck it. I took the challenge. I didn't have money to go to college. I had to figure out ways to do this shit. Now, everybody's going to have fucking impediments in their life. And again, it's not minimizing what the average black guy has to go through. It's not. It is what it is. What the fuck? You can't change these people. You can't change how society thinks of a group of people. The only way that it can change is if it experiences things and those thoughts and all that stupid shit goes out the fucking wayside. And that's my point. I think it's gotten better in a sense because there's more understanding. There's more mix of it. It's still there, the ugliness of it. We saw it this weekend. But for the most part, things are progressing in a sense.
That's true.
And the problem, and people blame Obama for the race issues, was because of that. It didn't say, if Obama was really who he said, he should have said, well, Michael Brown fucked up. He's fucking, he made bad decisions.
I don't remember that one.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what he should have said. He should have said, look, this kid wasn't a good kid. This kid was fucked up and he had issues and he was this. That's what he should have said. Just like Trump should have said, these fucking asshole Nazis.
That's not the kid that got shot. Like he
No, I'm talking about Michael Brown, the guy that shaked down the fucking drugstore. And then he was walking in the middle of the street and the cop said, hey, can you please get in the middle of the street in Ferguson? This is where the Black Lives Matter.
There have just been so many that, you know, it's harder to
remember who's who.
This
is where Black Lives Matter started. Okay. And this is where this is what I'm saying, the attention to it. And again, when things like this happen, it's going to bring attention to it. But, you know, who the fuck, you know, it is what it is. It's all happened. But the only way that that's not going to be an issue is if it isn't an issue. And the only way it's going to not be an issue if it's not an issue. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like you can't expect people, like when it comes to homosexuality, you can't tell people, hey, how do you feel about it? I'm against it. No, you really got to change your mind. That is the fucking stupidest. Why the fuck would I waste my time? Let that person think whatever the fuck they want to think about it. Here's the thing. I'm not going to judge them for they're going to think, oh, how dare. You know, fuck. Listen, this person can think whatever the fuck they want. They're in this country. They can think whatever the fuck they want as long as they don't piss me off or hate or hurt anybody around me. I don't give a fuck. If this guy has a lawn service and he doesn't cut lawns or people that are gay, ooh, the world's going to fucking end. Let him do whatever the fuck he want.
Well, let me put it like this. I think that the best things that come through, because we have gotten better as a culture, obviously, with each and every decade, how race affects us. I think that people are less racist than they were 50 years ago, or at least I hope they are. I think that the things that have affected us in a positive way are when, like, especially with when you have someone that you have to root for. Like, I love the Miami Heat. Okay, I'm sure that there were white people that don't like black people but love the Miami Heat and would talk a whole bunch of shit about any random black guy, but then they saw Dwayne Wade. You know, I think that that will lighten their hatred at least somewhat, because there's one black guy that they love.
Go to one KKK site, and all of a sudden exactly who someone watching basketball.
No, listen, and that's my point. It, you know, over time,
that was for a bit on my show.
I mean,
by the way,
think about. I mean, listen. The problem is there's an immense amount, there's a lot more people on this earth than just as there was 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah,
there's more people in this country. There's more people. There's more educated people. There's more interaction. There's all kinds of shit. A lot more. So now that we're all becoming, you know, modernized, right? This modernization of society. Tolerances and all this everything. This is a normal progression. All this shit that's going on is a natural progression of things, of tolerance and intolerance. And it's a testing, and there's going to be conflict and all this kind of shit.
But
you know what I mean?
Most of this black and white issue could have just been solved simply from a name change. If Michael Brown's name was Michael White, none of this would have happened.
It would have been all, you know.
I don't remember the Michael Brown one. I'm really hoping that that's not the kid that had his hands in the air when he got shot.
No, that's the one who claimed that, but he didn't. And it was disproven that he didn't have his hands up.
Well, he didn't claim anything.
No, the witnesses claimed he had his hands up and he was giving up to the police. And the fact of the matter was, because when they found him, he was laying on the floor with his hands straight out on the floor.
Did they have video?
No, I don't think so.
Shit.
But let me give you a little bit of facts, though, and with a little experience. If you're standing in front of me and you have your hands up in the air and you're giving up to me and I shoot you in the fucking chest or in the stomach and everything, mm-hmm. you're not going to fall with your hands out front. I'll promise you that. The way you fall with your hands out when you get shot is because you're coming at me at a high pace. When you get shot, your arms stay out front and you land forward. That's why you land with your hands up. So when people saw his body on the ground, that's the story they concocted in their head, because they have biases and racist issues and
against
the police. So that's what they tainted. So everybody in that were interviewed in that, it was found out based on evidence that all their story was shit. So you know what I mean? So if you're going to – here's the thing. And again, I'm a human being. So if you're going to purposely try to ruin somebody's life over that issue, which is race and everything else, has nothing to do with the sanctity of who this person was. You know, some of these people didn't even know who the fuck Michael Brown was.
Yeah,
they just knew he was a black guy in the city, and a cop just shot him.
Yeah.
So this is so.
Did he have a weapon? Did he have a gun or a knife or anything? This kid.
He attacked in the car earlier. He attacked the cop. He reached in the cop car, and the gun went off in the car because he reached for the gun. The struggle in the car. He reached for the gun. The cop it shot almost the cop's leg and through the seat.
I don't know enough about this one.
All right. Well, then trust me. Let me continue my show.
All right,
but in the meantime, and the bottom line is the Black Lives Matter started with this kid, but it turned it was a complete it was a situation that would be on any, whether it was a white thug or whether it was a Puerto Rican kid who did it. It wouldn't have got the attention. And to get the president involved and all these other high-ranking officials in this government to investigate this case, would turn out that there was people that died in the last 2 weeks that needed a lot more attention than this fucking situation, but it was all racial driven. And that's why, and here's the thing, this is why there's a certain population that don't want to hear that shit. There's a certain population that doesn't find authenticity in Black Lives Matter. I'm not telling you, listen, I don't know a shit they do. They may, like I said, they offer scholarship programs to kids, and they're doing, God bless them. That would be what I would hope the organization would do. Bring awareness, like maybe teaching kids how to deal with situations when
and
you get pulled over.
Like that, yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be a great thing to do, and have people, police come and try to talk, whatever.
That'd be great.
Listen, all that shit would be great, and that's a great legitimate organization to me. But I'm only saying why people don't find a legitimate organization. Because if you're going to concentrate on what's killing your black youth, the cops aren't the biggest culprits. That's the biggest delegitimization of their concern. They focus on that, which is when you focus, you're focusing on attacking a certain group, which that's where it becomes an issue.
Not taken away.
I don't think I wouldn't put them in. I personally wouldn't put them in that list of like with the KKK and stuff. That's my personal thing. I wouldn't find it. A lot more shit would have to happen before I would even consider it. I would just, and my friends are like, you got to put them in that list. I'm like, whatever. But they wouldn't make the cut if you give them a litmus test.
I agree.
On this story, let's lighten it up a little bit.
I forgot we were doing the news.
Would they be considered the KK?
Hey, what's up, Peter Kramer? going green, man. Georgia man repeats as kale eating champion. Now, listen, if you're going to be a food guy, you're going to be like in food contest, of course, pizza, fucking hot dogs, food you want to eat. You know, who the fuck enters a kale eating contest? I'm gonna enter a bad pussy eating contest.
Yeah, exactly.
A donkey fucking.
I drink the most water, but it's all from Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, we're gonna have a new contest over at the Pothole Pub. I mean, the Porthole Pub in Pompano. It's a strip club.
Yummy.
It's gonna be all the bad pussy. Who can eat the most bad pussy in 30 seconds?
You just gave me a memory.
Hamburg, New York. When it comes to chowing down kale, Gideon Oji is once again the top dog. Beating back a challenge from no one because no one else would eat that shit.
Is there another?
No, I kid.
Is there another Asian guy?
From a challenge from hot dog eating champ Joey Chestnut. Ojik gulped down 22 and a half, 16 ounce bowls of leafy green vegetable in 8 minutes. Damn. I mean, when you do like a hot dog eating contest, you probably throw up or take a big shit. But when you eat kale, what happens? You're just like, your skin looks good.
You live like an extra 6 months longer.
You got an aura around you.
But so it was a kale guy versus
becoming
the hot dog guy.
No.
And they were doing it only as kale, like the Conor McGregor fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. One guy's a disadvantage. He's sitting there trying to stuff the kale down his throat like a hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Kale was served raw with oil and vinegar. The contest is billed the world's healthiest eating competition. Chestnut of San Jose, California, consumed 20 kale servings. He is the reigning hot dog eating champion at the Nathan's Famous New York City competition. Oji is Nigerian.
Oh.
And now lives in Marrow, Georgia. He's probably a marathon runner. He took an inaugural kale eating title last year, consuming 25 and a half servings. So, congratulations.
Gee whiz.
Congratulations. I don't think you deserve congratulations when it's a kale contest.
I mean, you know.
You are healthy.
Everyone gets a prize. Everyone gets a prize.
All right. Here's our last story of the day.
Cool.
Cruise passengers are told to sit in the dark for 10 nights on the hide from pirates. Imagine being on a cruise ship and you got to sit on your ship for 10 days while you're being stalked by pirates. Fucking Johnny Depp's out there.
What year is it?
Yeah.
I don't think that one's true.
They're pirates.
They stalked them for 10 days?
Passengers on a luxury cruise ship were told to turn their lights off and keep quiet after dark for 10 days to avoid the threats of pirates. Oh, so during the day it's fun, but at night they just shut the ship went blind.
Why 10
days?
I didn't
know they had that many melodies.
The 1,900 passengers on board the Sea Princess were informed by Captain Stubing, Gennaro Arma, that they faced a very real threat, and they must be prepared for a pirate attack. With guests also ordered to perform compulsory pirate drills.
Just like a fairy tale. Quoted Captain Hook.
All right, some guy comes at you and attacks you with a sword. Grab that patio chair.
I'm playing swashbuckler. I'm paying swashbuckler.
Apologizing for the situation, the captain told passengers They must turn off music and draw their curtains at night as the ship crossed the Indian Ocean after parting from Sydney for its first stop in Dubai. Some passengers paid more than £30,000, which is about $39,000, for the ticket for a 105-day world cruise.
£39,000, yeah. Isn't that like 10 Rosie O'Donnells?
Yeah.
There you go. There
you bring her back. No lights, no party atmosphere. What a fucking horrible cruise at night. It's like you're on a, you're like you're back in middle school cruise.
Yep.
No one.
Right,
no
each after dinner, go to bed.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers can't win a Super Bowl. They spend 10 nights out of any given year.
They should be in training. They're out there in the Indian Ocean trying
terrorize
to
terrorize world cruisers,
steal pearls and shit. Describing the drill, Jacinki said, a passenger said, we were told to sit on the floor and hang on the handrails in case instability of the ship caused by quick maneuvers to get away from the pirate. Oh, there you go. Yeah, so the captain's like, I'm going to have to fuck around here. Who's that guy who crashed, remember the Italian cruise guy a couple years ago to crash that El Cordoba?
Yeah. Because
he was trying to show off to his girlfriend. Look how close I get to the land. Abandon ship! Come with me, baby. I have a lifeboat.
Talk about a bad
fuck this
move.
Place. Let's go. Yep. There's a bar in town. Aren't you the captain? Fuck this place. That's fucking hilarious.
Fuck being captain.
Yeah. Anyway, any measures of blah, blah, blah. So so I wouldn't take a cruise if you're going to go through that part of the country. Just saying. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank my co-host today, Mr. Ciro Dobrik.
Thank you.
Which you can catch tonight over there in the 19th
hole. The 19th hole, 10 o'clock every Monday.
Oh, Mike, I might go to Nadim's room tonight because I'm only doing a, I'm doing a private show on Saturday in Miami at this real nice lounge, like a club.
Right.
Getting nice buco bucks.
Nice.
I'm just going to do 30 minutes and just fuck around at a really hot party. Producers and all kinds of people, industry people too.
Very cool.
Real excited. So I'm going to try to hit every open mic I can. Don't forget, this Wednesday, by the way, Wise Guys Comedy Show, your co-headliners are Cisco, Francisco Duran, is known as Cisco, and of course, Jarvis Jackson, and also Trey Maddox will be on the show. Go to DougieAlmeida.com and Dougie Danger's Instagram and Twitter. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie, and join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. How about you, John?
We've got Jimmy the Killer Dick coming out. Sorry, Jimmy the Killer Dick should be on YouTube and Facebook and on Halloween. I'm doing stand up sporadically. I get a message saying, "Hey, you want to do this show?" And if you message me, I'll come out. If you message me saying, "Hey, you got 5-10 minutes to do," I'll totally come out. I've just been focused on so much on the movie and editing and all that shit. So
that's cool.
And I just finished school. Degree.
Oh, nice. Congrats,
man. Yeah, thank you. Last week.
Maybe you should stop worrying about asking questions on Facebook and just focus on,
on the movie?
Going on the movie.
Okay.
Anyway, other than that, guys, I think next week you can catch me at Visani's Comedy Theater in Port Charlotte, Florida, Wednesday through Saturday. Great place over there. It's a great restaurant, great place. Port Charlotte, Florida. Visani's Comedy Zone. That's all we have time for here, guys. Thanks for listening. And tomorrow, I'll have Elgin David and Peter Leonard in studios with me. And we'll be talking about something else other than rioting and protesting. Trust me. Thanks, guys. We'll be back tomorrow here at the same spot. People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being a light hit the ground.